Marty Lurie here on KBR 680. It is time to visit with Steve Gilbert of MLB.com. He covers the Diamondbacks. You know, the Diamondbacks in town all week and certainly win the series against the Giants. We've got baseball coming up Saturday, Sunday, Marlins here, and goodbye Diamondbacks. And Steve Gilbert, maybe it's time to say goodbye to the Diamondbacks for a while. They played good ball all week.
I'll tell you what, Marty, last year and this year, they've played very well at AT&T Park, and you and I have talked a lot over the years, and that has not always been the case. We've usually talking about the Giants beating the Diamondbacks here at AT&T Park, but it seems like this last year or so, the Diamondbacks have really done well here. You know, you ask them, and they can't really explain it, of course, but they try to come up with explanations to help you out when you ask the question. And Chris Owings was saying the other day that he just thinks it's a great place to play, and that the electricity and the fans and the environment get them extra, maybe not pumped up, but just maybe play with a little bit more energy. That's really all they can think of as a reason, because the Giants are always a good team. The Giants always give them a hard time, but they just have seemed to play well here last year.
And the pitching is good here. Of course, on Wednesday night we saw Greinke. I want to get your analysis of Greinke. You've seen all his starts. Robbie Ray on Tuesday was excellent. Archie Bradley came up just to stop the bleeding because they needed pitchers on Monday. But take me through this rotation a little bit. What do you see now? Because Greinke, Bumgarner, that was a battle of aces.
Yeah, it really was. And I think that was Greinke's fourth start this year. And they've gotten better. His opening day start was not good. He allowed six runs. I think it was in the second inning. Or six runs overall, whatever it might be. But then he got a little bit better against the Cubs, still not really acceptable to him, in his words, not acceptable. And then against the Padres, he pitched better at Petco Park. And then last night against Bumgarner, he looked like he the best he'd looked this year. Still not vintage Greinke, but plenty good. Shelby Miller's kind of been a struggle for him so far this year. You'll see him today. He had a bizarre thing happen his last start. He had to leave it in the second inning because he hit his hand on the mound twice in the same at-bat during his follow-through, and that had never happened to him before. Chip Hale, in all his years of managing in the minors and the majors and coaching, had never seen that happen before. So there was some kind of, his mechanics got so far out of whack that he ended up banging his hand and had to leave the game. Patrick Corbin's been probably the most consistent starter this year. Now he's, you know, a full year removed from the Tommy John surgery. Went over 100 pitches for the first time against the Padres, so they're really excited about him. Ruby De La Rosa has been kind of up and down. He skipped his last turn, as you mentioned, because he had to pitch out of the bullpen, and Archie Bradley had come up for him. So they need Ruby to kind of put it together. Pedro Martinez gave him some advice before his last start, telling him to trust his stuff and start throwing strikes instead of nibbling and trying to get too fancy. And Robbie Ray, you pointed out, he's a left-hander that they really like a lot. It's always been an issue of command for him. Could he get the command to pitch deeper into games? Because what would happen is he would get 0-2 on a guy, 1-2 on a guy, and then nibble, and it was either be a 3-2 deep count, or he would walk the guy and ended up having to leave the game after four or five innings, and it just wasn't what they were looking for. But a lefty that throws in the 90s, if he can just harness that change and breaking ball, they really like what they've got from him.
Boy, great analysis by Steve Gilbert. He covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com. Do you like this team? I realize it's only 3 weeks into the season here. Good spring training for Arizona. Chip Hale, maybe a little bit of pressure when this thing first got underway. But Dave Stewart told me, said, you know, I've made 38 player trades since I've been here. And it shocked me, but it's an incredible way to build the ball club. And now they're here. Pollock has the injury, but now they're here. How do you like this ball club looking over the long haul?
Yeah, Marty, I think that the Pollock injury certainly hurt them right before the start of the season. I mean, defensively, offensively, he was one of the more underrated players, I think, in the league. And so that definitely leaves a hole for them. But they should be able to compete if their pitching continues to do well. Their hitters had a great spring, working pitchers, going deep counts, kind of relentless. We haven't quite seen that to maybe, as you referenced, Chip Hale was talking about them being a little pressure, a little expectations, maybe guys trying to do too much, especially after the Pollock injury. But they're a team that they could compete if they stay healthy from here on out and they get the kind of pitching, the starters kind of settle in and start giving them innings and not taxing that bullpen too badly. They could be a team that's in the hunt for a playoff spot come September. September.
All right. No, I respect your opinion. I'm glad to have you on here as we're just in the embryonic stages of the season. And the other thing is they catch the ball pretty well.
Yeah, they do play really good defense, and especially in the infield. You got Goldschmidt at first, and Nick Ahmed at short is really good, and Jake Lamb is good. Doesn't get a lot of attention just yet, young player. Segura's been pretty good for them at second base. So they do play some pretty good defense, and if the starters can work deeper in the games and not keep the overwork the bullpen, which is what happened last year and what's happened, you know, the first week or two of the season when they struggled, I think they'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, boy, interesting. All right, what about Wellington Castillo? My goodness, Cubs had him, got rid of him. Seattle just sent him on a train somewhere, and you guys picked him up. I say you guys, Arizona picked him up, and he has been a giant killer. But, boy, he catches all the time, and what a pickup.
He was a great pickup for them last year, and he offensively came out of nowhere last year for them. He hitting homers left and right, and it was really, I think, more of a surprise than anything. I'm sure they thought highly of him when they acquired him, but they were desperate for catching. Tuffy Gozwich had gone down. They were trying to find catching, and they traded for Wellington Castillo, and all of a sudden he turned into Babe Ruth hitting homers. Started slowly this year. He says he's not seeing the ball, not recognizing pitches the way he was last year, which is interesting. I very rarely hear a hitter be that honest about it. But last night with Bumgarner, he happened to get a fastball out and kind of to the outer part of the plate and put a charge into it and changed the whole game yesterday. So maybe that jump starts him. We'll see.
Yeah, he didn't miss it. All right. Dodgers, Colorado, San Diego, Giants, Diamondbacks. As I say, we're just into this thing. And, boy, this could be an interesting, nationally, they always call it the Wild Wild West. Can we have a Wild Wild West this year?
I think it seems like every year we have the Wild Wild West. But I never bet against the Giants in recent years. And I think last year when the Diamondbacks were here in April, the Giants did not look good, as I recall. And it looked like it could be a long year for them. And, you know, boom, they're right back in contention again. So I don't think you sleep on the Giants. The Dodgers obviously have the talent and the depth. So I think they'll be there, and the question is, you know, can the Diamondbacks step up to that level and compete with those two teams for this division?
Now, what does your buddy Nick Pecoro think of the Arizona Republic? Is he on board with the Diamondbacks being in this thing all year?
That's a great question. Nick had them making the playoffs, I believe, in his prediction preseason. I think he's still on him right now. But when A.J. Pollock went down with that injury, I think that gave Nick a pretty good pause right there.
All right, so everyone understands. Let me describe it for the record. I'm a lawyer. For the record, Nick Pecoro is here, and he's just pointing at his elbow. And you picked up very nicely, Steve, on that and brought that right into the conversation.
You're stealing my stuff here, Marty. I was supposed to come up with that naturally. You're not supposed to tell away all the secrets here.
All right, great to have you guys with us, as always. I look forward to it. And I'm impressed, honestly, with the Diamondbacks. And I'm impressed with Chip Hale. The bullpen looked good. I thought Greinke was Greinke against Bumgarner. So I'm looking forward to a nice race. I appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. You're impressed with Nick and I, too? Are we impressive so far in the early season?
Well, Nick was on with me earlier, about a week or two ago. And certainly there was a little more turmoil when Nick was on with Chip Hale and having to answer every morning about the expectations. So I think my opinion is Nick has settled down and so has the ball club.
Yeah, there's a lot of turmoil always around Nick, so that's good to know that he's settling down a little bit.
All right, a pleasure with these guys. Steve Gilbert, MLB.com, Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republic. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.